Fort McCoy spokeswoman Linda Fournier says she first heard about the stimulus funding for Fort McCoy from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act from TV and radio news. As of early Monday afternoon, she had yet to receive confirmation from military officials. Mudd says Fort McCoy received word from the offices of Congressman Ron Kind and Senators Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold. Fournier says if the announcements prove true, $31 million will go towards renovating barracks that haven't been updated since the 1940s.
We have approximately 1,100 World War II wood temporary buildings. These were buildings that were built, of course, for World War II. They actually had a life expectancy of 5 years. So here we are, 67 years later.
Fournier says another $14 million could go towards new construction, including homes for military families. She says soldiers' families often have to buy homes in the area, even though they don't stay in one area for very long.
A couple years ago, they identified we had a need for about 110 homes for our soldiers and their families. Because one of the very difficult things for our soldiers is they move every 2 to 3 years.
Fournier says all the projects are either shovel-ready or underway. Fournier says officials have identified around $90 million worth of work to be done in and around Fort McCoy. Steve Isom, Wisconsin Public Radio.